Perek Lamed Tet, the story of the Hurban and the capturing of the city of Yerushalayim. Pasuk Aleph. Bashana Tshi'it L'Sidkiyahu Melech Yehuda. In the ninth year of the rule of Sidkiyahu, B'Chodesh Asiri, in the tenth month, which is the Chodesh of Tebet, Ba Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel V'Chol Haylo El Yerushalayim V'Asuru Aleha. Nebuchadnezzar and all of his armies came to Yerushalayim and they besieged it. This is marked by the fast of Asara B'Tevet in the ninth year of his rule. Pasuk Bet Ba'ashte Esre Shana L'Tzidkiyahu, in the 11th year of Tzidkiyahu, B'Chodesh Arvi'i, the month of Tammuz, B'Tish'a L'Chodesh, in the ninth day, Hofke'a Ha'ir, the walls were breached. Hofke'a Ha'ir indicates that it wasn't done to accentuate that it wasn't Hifkiu et Ha'ir, not due to Babylonian force, but Hofke'a Ha'ir, it was breached, meaning the city was breached because of divine punishment. Now, why here do we say that it was in the ninth of Tammuz? So we have two opinions. One opinion, the Gemara in the Bavli, Masech Ta'anit, Tavkuf Het, Amud Bet, says that just the two different Batei Mikdash. The first one, the wall was breached in the ninth of Tammuz, and that at that point, the fast was declared on the ninth of Tammuz. But in the Roman period, the second Batei Mikdash was breached in the 17th of Tammuz, and therefore, the fast was moved to the 17th. This would also fit when we count the five things that happened in Yuzayim B'Tammuz, the five things on Tisha B'Av, and the breaching of the wall is only one of the five, whereas the Hurban Bayit Rishon Bayit Sheni are two of the five on Tisha B'Av. Yerushalmi, however, says no. Walls were breached on Yuzayim B'Tammuz first and second. However, the recording of the ninth of Tammuz is being because the people were confused, and therefore they made a mistake in the calendar of they thought the siege was on the 9th of Tammuz, and the Hurban therefore would have been on the 1st of Av, but they had the wrong numbers. It was actually on the 17th to the 9th of Tammuz, to the 9th of Av, and the Nevi purposely recorded the wrong date to show the confusion that was happening amongst the people. Abarbanel sort of attempts to make a compromise, and he says that the walls were breached twice. Once on the 9th, which is the initial breach, and on the 17th, it was widened and made a final and total breach where they could enter in, and from that day is when they actually entered in. Pasuk Kima. Vayavo kol sarei melech Bavel. Vayeshivu b'shar ha-tavich. All the officers of Bavel came in, and they sat in the middle gate, right? There's Mahloket Rashi and Radak, which middle gate? Radak is the wall of Yerushalayim, Rashi the wall of the Mikdash. Nevertheless, this was an area where people, officials and judges and important would convene, so this shows a total submission of the city to Bavel and its officers. And now he names the officers. Nergal Sar Etzer, Samgar Nebu Sar Sechim, Rav Saris, Nergal Shar Etzer, Rav Mag, Bechol She'erit Sare Melech Bavel. Vahi, Kasher Ra'am Sidkiyahu, when Sidkiyahu sees this, that's the, assuming the, that Bavel is actually assuming control of the city, Melech Yehuda, Bechol Anshei HaMilchama, Sidkiyahu the king, and all the Anshei HaMilchama. So here, we can't just translate as soldiers, but the men of the war camp, the fighters. And here is the irony of ironies. Vayivrihu, they ran away. These were the people that accused the Yirmiyah of deserting the city and put him in jail for that. Now they run away. Vayasu laila min ha'ir, they fled the city by night. Derech gan ha'melech, by way of the king's garden. Beshar ben ha'chomotayim, right? Through the gate between the walls, and they went forth by way of the Arava. This was a planned escape route. Pasuke. The Babylonian says, went, and they pursued them. And they captured Sidkiyahu. Vayikru oto, they took him, vayalu al Nebuchadnezzar, melech Babel. They brought him to Nebuchadnezzar, melech Babel, Rivlata, who was in the place of Rivla. Be'eretz Hamat, land of Hamat, vaydaber ito mishpatim, spoke harshly against him for violating his oath. Pasuk Vav, vayishhat melech Babel b'nei Tzidkiyahu b'rivla. He slaughtered Zedekiah's children in Rivla le'enav, to his eyes, v'et kol horei Yehuda, and all of the horei Yehuda, according to Radak, these are the sarim who encouraged the battle, the very same sarim who caused Yirmiyah such problems. So we have Bnei Zedekiah, the kings of the melech, and the sarim. Shahat Melech Babel, he slaughtered them all. Ve'tenei Sidkiyahu Iver, he blinded Sidkiyahu. Ve'yasreu ben Hushtaim, and he bound him in leg irons, Lavi oto Bavela, to bring him to Babel. Nevertheless, as Yirmiyah prophesied, he did not kill him. Right? As Yirmiyah prophesied that he would not be killed in the battle. Although he killed his children and he took him captive and blinded him. Pasuk Het, Bet Bet HaMelech, Bet Bet HaAm, they burnt down the king's palace and the houses of the Bet HaAm, Sarifu HaKasdim Ba'ish, Bet Homot Yerushalayim Natasu, and they smashed the walls of Yerushalayim. The remainder of the people who left in the city, and the deserters who deserted to the side of Babel, and again he says, repeated, and the rest of the people remained. Nebuzaradan took them in exile to Babel. Pasuk Yod, from the poor people, Asher en lahum u'uma, they had nothing. Hishir Nebuzaradan Rabatahim be'eretz Yehuda, he left them in the land of Yehuda. Vayiten lahem kramim v'gevim b'yomahu, and he gave them vineyards and fields on that day. So he left these people. These people would not want to rebel because all they had was due to the grace of Nebuchadnezzar. They had nothing, and now they're giving fields and vineyards, so these people would certainly be loyal to Nebuchadnezzar. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayisav Nebuchadnezzar Melech Babel al Yirmiyah biyad Nebuzaradan Rabat Tabahim Demor. Nebuchadnezzar gave a personal command to Yirmiyah about Yirmiyah in the hands of Nebuzaradan Rav Tabahim, the chief executioner, saying, Pasuk Yud Bet. Kahenu, take him. Put your eyes on him. Don't do any evil to him. Whatever he asks you, so you do for him. And why would Nebuchadnezzar take this approach? Some say this is part of the miracle that Hashem promised him he would always be with him and save him. And Abarbanel says that he heard about Yirmiyahu's prophecies to submit to Melech Babel through some of the people that were there, and therefore, in appreciation, he understood that this is someone he will not wash to harm. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayishlach Nebuzaradan Rav Tabahim Unevu Shazban Rav Saris V'Nergal Shal Etzer Rav Mag V'Chol Rabbe Melech Babel, all the officers of Babel, Vayishlachu Vayikhu Et Yirmiyahu Mechatzar HaMatara. So they send for him, and they take him out of the Hatzar HaMatara, and they give him to the hands of Gedaliah ben Ahikam ben Shafan, who we're going to see he appoints in charge, Lotzio el Abayit, to give him to Gedaliah's house, v'yeshiv b'tocha. This is one way of translating the Pasuk. However, there's a problem, because in the next, very next Perek, few Pupsukim, we're going to find Yirmiyahu had to be taken out of chains. He was bound in chains. So if they took him out of Hatzar HaMatara and put him into Gedaliah's house, when was he in chains? Therefore, this led some to, according to the way we just read it, you'd have to say that he was taken out of the house, freed Hatzar Matara, and either according to the Midrash, he put himself back in chains, or others put him in chains, and then he had to be freed a second time. However, Radak translates it a little differently. Vayishlehu, vayikhu et Yirmiyahu, meaning they sent for Yirmiyahu, but other people had already taken Yirmiyahu out of the courtyard, soldiers, who did not know of Yirmiyahu's special status, and they obviously put him with all the other people in chains. So they went, they searched him, he wasn't there, and then he was in chains, and then eventually they found him, and they put him into the hands of Gedaliah ben Ahikam, and that story will be elaborate, how he went from the chains to Gedaliah ben Ahikam is not elaborated in this pasuk, but it will be elaborated in the coming chapter, Perek Mem. That's another way to deal with this. Vayeshev b'toch ha'am, he chose to stay with his people rather than live, as we'll see, he could have lived like royalty in Babel. Pasuk tetvav. Ve'el Yirmiyahu devar Adonai biyot atzur b'chatzar ha'matara lemor. He's given another prophecy in Chatzar ha'matara. Pasuk tetzayin. Haloch ve'amarta le'eved melech ha'kushi. He's giving now a prophecy specifically for Eved melech ha'kushi lemor. Ko amar Adonai tzevot Elohei Yisrael. I'm going to fulfill my prophecy to this city. Now, this prophecy is said before its destruction because he's still in Hatzar HaMatara. So it's chronologically before, but the Navi did not want to interrupt with the narrative on the destruction to coming to the destruction. So now we revert back to something said before the destruction, a prophecy of a promise of safekeeping for this Eved Melech HaKushi. I will bring my word onto the city, lira'ah velo tovah, to evil and not for good, vayu lefanecha bayom hahu, and it will be before you on that day. But yudzayin vitzalticha bayom hahu, I will save you on that day, no mashiach, velo tinaten biyad anashim ater asher ata yagor bepenehem, you will not be given into the hands of the people that you fear. And who are those people? Either the revenge of the Sarim or potentially the persecution of the Bavlim. Pasuk Yudhet, ki malet amaletcha, I will rescue you. Ubahedev lo tipol, you will not fall by the sword. Vahitalecha nafshecha leshalal, and you'll have your own life for a booty. Ki batachta binu Hashem, because you trusted me, the word of Hashem.